Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To Nightly Pop, the only news outlet bringing you fake butts and wife swapping. Yes. I know, very exciting. Nina Parker is here. Yeah. And don't be surprised, that is not Hunter. He's off for a few weeks. We will miss him. So Jeff Dye is joining us.
Thank you, Jeff Dye. I'm new. He's
cute and new. I got nervous. Okay, let's jump right in. Adele just stole the whole damn spotlight at her best friend's wedding, this past weekend. She officiated the ceremony, belted out some songs, then made the huge announcement that her album will be out in September.
Fine.
Everyone, I feel like no one can function without Adele music. Like, everyone's like, thank God Jesus is coming back. Like, what is the big deal?
Girl, it's Adele music, and hello.
I know, but is she?
You know why? You're not Adele's audience because you don't have emotion.
I know.
You got to be able to tap into that side of yourself. Yeah. I feel like if you actually, like, let that side of you burn some candles and listen to Adele, you would never come back. Like, it would be a whole new morning.
Listen, I wish she came out. I recently got single, if you needed to know that. And I wish that she came out with this music when I was going through my deepest, darkest times.
Well, now
I
feel like, listen to it.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go back and remember what happened and then still cry about
it. I've been counting the days. It's just every day I wake up and I say, when is a new Adele album coming?
Right.
All I feel like about. You guys are low-key shading Adele's music.
No, that was my real voice. I really, all I care about is Adele.
My question is, though, is it bad etiquette to make Adele sing at your wedding?
No, it's not bad etiquette to have, never. I mean, anybody would love Adele to sing at their wedding. It's bad etiquette, maybe on Adele's part, to announce this album that everybody has been anticipating for years, because Adele kind of drops an album and then goes a few years. Yeah. I love Adele, but I think maybe she could have just done a regular PR announcement, not at your friend's wedding, because can you imagine, instead of everybody coming up to you, now they're like, they come up to you in the bride line and they're like, girl, did you hear Adele say she was dropping this new album?
This is the thing, this is why I wouldn't have famous people like that at my wedding, my next wedding. They're not coming. It's just us, it's gonna be just us.
I have a feeling you're gonna marry a famous person, which that'll be problematic.
He knows me so well already, I love that.
Also,
I heard Adele sold
shirts.
She has.
At the wedding, she sold shirts.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, that's what I heard. No, I have sources. I have sources.
God. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift's dad was beating the out of a possible burglar. Oh. Okay. According to the Tampa Bay Times, her father.
I don't know.
The Tampa Bay Times just seems funny. According to the Tampa Bay Times, her father recently confronted an intruder in his $4 million Florida penthouse. There was a struggle between the two before the alleged burglar ran away. Mm-hmm. So basically, the guy who broke in was saying that he was looking for his ex-wife, who was living in.
That checks out.
Yeah. So he wasn't. He was not trying to rob anybody. He was just trying to look for his ex-wife.
Just a good guy. Yeah. A woman is missing, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like she's gone on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't even understand, like. Why did he think she was there?
I don't think he did. I think he probably just wanted to rob Taylor Swift's dad, and I was coming up with an alibi. Is that what it's called? An alibi?
Yeah. I mean, well, it sounds like a definite story, and I think at some point his mom got involved.
She did. She said.
And was like, hey, he was confused. He should only be charged with trespassing.
That's a good mom.
I appreciate her trying to have his back, but maybe have a better story.
Yeah,
I like to hear that he'll square up.
The intruder was 12 years old and pretty undersized. Also thought he was married.
Right. That's also, is that where Hunter is now? Is that what's going on? We give him 1 week off and he's...
Is Hunter in Tampa Bay? Is that where he is?
Oh, God, Hunter. All right. And the internet can't get enough of Steph Curry's vacation post from Cabo.
I've got enough of it.
By the way, fans pointed out how excited, in quotes, Steph appears, and Aisha called him out for not using a filter. So, Nina, if you can see right below her
butt,
why
are you pointing out to
Nina?
That's a filter. That's called the boner filter.
The boner filter, I guess. I did not realize that that was a boner until Jeff pointed that out. For some reason, I should know these things.
I don't think it is, but if it is, wouldn't that be the appropriate time to have one?
That's a 3-point boner.
With your wife on top of you like that?
He looks very into her, but I don't think that is an actual. I mean, you have the.
I don't think it is. It's like it's just getting pushed down. But either way, it's his wife, and I think they look good. I don't understand why everybody's flipping out about it. She looks amazing.
Amazing.
I want to watch him play basketball. I don't want to watch him saunter around with his shirt off, picking up.
I do.
It makes me uncomfortable.
I think he looks good, and she's in the picture.
She looks good, but I can't stop looking at his weird shorts.
Okay. See, that's why I think men are starting to feel a little way about this, because Steph looks good.
He does look good. Okay, this is huge news. The NBA All-Star Game was in Chicago over the weekend. Woo, woo.
Yeah. She loved it.
I loved it. And some fans thought...
Wait, who won?
The Chicago team. And who played? And some fans thought Kanye snubbed Kim on the kiss cam, but we'll let you decide.
Saw what she was doing. He had those blockers on.
They barely know each other.
I'm like, they've been married for almost 6 years. Like, he don't give a damn about no kiss.
But also, he moves in. Once he notices, he moves in.
Yeah, he does. The second time around, he realized what she was doing.
Too busy looking at his own reflection in that lens.
Right before he looks up, you see that death stare from her. Like, do you know what's going on right now? That just, like, anger of, like, get with the program. We're the most famous people in this arena. Like, the camera's on us. Like, let's, like, peck for a second. And
he
still went in.
Her over this damn big-ass puff coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see his coat?
That's REI sleeping bag right there.
I'm like, her coat is as big as these damn sleeves.
What about right here? Is she snubbing him while he's trying to kiss?
Now
he's moving in for the old cheeky.
Now he's trying to be funny. Okay. You know, now it's like, you know how you guys are.
Careful, though. Don't lump us all in the same category with that toxic femininity. We're not all the same. I'm a sweetheart. I'd kiss you anytime you want.
Kim kind of prolonged it, actually, because of the kiss.
When I watched this clip last night to do my research, professional, thank you, I actually found 100 things on YouTube of, like, kiss cams, disses, and kiss cam people being like, I'm not. So this was, like, pretty trivial after you watch 4.5 hours of kiss cam.
That is why I don't do my research. You go down a dark hole of you don't need, okay?
Instead of watching people fall off escalators.
They go home together, like, this is nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And if you've always wanted Kim's ass, soon you can buy it.
Yes!
The bum was worn during New York Fashion Week by the designer who created it. They took all the info and photos they could find online to create a true-to-scale 3D rendering of Kim's proportions.
This is a full-on silicone biker short prototype. It's 6 pounds.
But I don't understand how this works. Like, I understand if you're, like, a girl and you're a little bit flat-chested.
I'll show you how it works.
You stuff your bra... Does my chair move closer?
Yeah, come on over there.
But I don't get it. Like, when you, like, let's say you wear that out and then you go home with somebody, you're like, gotta take my ass off. Give me a second. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, day two is gonna be real disappointing.
Okay, I will say this. This is not a new thing. Obviously, this, like, silicone thing. I think she's trying to be artistic, but they do sell, like, underwear with fake butts. They sell the jeans, like, you know, they sell the little things where you can prop your butt up.
Yeah,
this still exists.
Yeah.
I bought a fake butt once.
Yeah, and you can also, in your Spanx, they have stuff. Did you?
Wait, what? That's a hot take. What just happened? You bought a fake butt.
I did, because I'm a little, you know, I know it's a lot on the front, but on the back, it's kind of flat.
No,
and
it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I feel like I get shamed about it in the black community.
Do you get shamed?
Not really, but I'm just
So have you ever wondered what Rob Pattinson smells like? Not really. Well, he just told Allure magazine that he thinks he smells like crayons or like he's embalmed. So between the two, so you have embalming and then you have crayons.
I think he meant he looks like he's embalmed.
That was a good joke.
Thank you.
That was good. I could have come up with that. I just didn't have the time to think of it.
I kind of like Robert Pattinson. And then he says stuff like this that just makes him really unattractive. Like, I kind of like that he's kind of quirky and strange. And he takes these, like, indie roles in between his big roles. And I think he is a good actor. But I don't, like, you're about to be the next Batman. You can't be going around telling people you smell like crayons.
I'm sorry. Right. I know everyone.
Batman is a sex symbol.
Agreed.
Batman takes a bath.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't feel like he's the right choice for Batman. I just don't see it.
So they just released his screen test last week. And the screen test actually looked really cool. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he looked really cool.
I've heard he's the Jar Jar Binks of the Batman series.
Oh my God.
That's what I've heard.
Looks good, but I don't, him smelling like crayons, like that's, you know those distinctive smells you just can't ever get out of your mind? Like, you don't want to smell like that.
You don't want
to
smell
like
a crayon.
It's not something you should be telling people
he looks like. He smells like a homeless jelly bean or something. Look at these photos.
Yeah, they're a little strange.
I don't want to be shamed the way he looks, but he just looks like some pale weirdo that I probably would be like, no man, I'm not going to buy you a smoothie at Air One. I'd love to help, but no.
Anyway, after the break, because we need one, Crincy auditions, wife swapping, and armpit sniffing. It's all next.
All right. Here's the LaCroix.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pop, the only news outlet bringing you fake butts and wife swapping. Yes. I know, very exciting. Nina Parker is here. Hello. And don't be surprised, that is not Hunter. He's off for a few weeks. We will miss him. So Jeff Dye is joining us.
Thank you. Jeff Dye.
He's cute and new. I got nervous. Okay, let's jump right in. Adele just stole the whole damn spotlight at her best friend's wedding, this past weekend. She officiated the ceremony, belted out some songs, then made the huge announcement that her album will be out in September.
Finally.
Everyone, I feel like no one can function without Adele music. Like, everyone's like, thank God Jesus is coming back. Like, what is the big deal?
Girl, it's Adele music, and hello?
I know, but is she?
You know why? You're not Adele's audience because you don't have emotion.
I know.
You gotta be able to tap into that side of yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like if you actually, like, let that side of you burn some candles and listen to Adele, you would never come back. Like, it would be a whole new morning.
It would be a whole new... Listen, I wish she came out... I recently got single, if you needed to know that. And I wish that she came out with this music when I was going through my deepest, darkest times.
Well, you could still listen to it.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go back and remember what happened and then still cry about it.
I've been counting the days. It's just every day I wake up and I say, when is a new Adele album coming?
Right.
All I cared about...
You guys are low-key shading Adele's
music.
No,
that was my real voice. I really... All I care about is Adele.
My question is, though, is it bad etiquette to make Adele sing at your wedding?
No, it's not bad etiquette to have... Never. I mean, anybody would love Adele to sing at their wedding. It's bad etiquette, maybe on Adele's part, to announce this album that everybody has been anticipating for years, because Adele kind of drops an album and then goes a few years. Yeah. I love Adele, but I think maybe she could have just done a regular PR announcement, not at your friend's wedding, because can you imagine, instead of everybody coming up to you, now they're like, they come up to you in the bride line and they're like, girl, did you hear Adele say she was dropping this new album?
This is the thing. This is why I wouldn't have famous people like that at my wedding, my next wedding. They're not coming. It's just us. It's going to be just us.
I have a feeling you're going to marry a famous person, which that'll be problematic.
He knows me so well already. Yeah. I love that.
Also, I heard she sold shirts.
She had
the wedding. She sold shirts.
No, she didn't.
No, she's
that's what I heard. No, I have sources.
God. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift's dad was beating the out of a possible burglar. Oh. Okay. According to the Tampa Bay Times, her father.
I don't know.
The Tampa Bay Times just seems funny. According to the Tampa Bay Times, her father recently confronted an intruder in his $4 million Florida penthouse. There was a struggle between the two before the alleged burglar ran away. Mm-hmm. So basically, the guy who broke in was saying that he was looking for his ex-wife, who was living in.
That checks out.
Yeah. So he wasn't. He was not trying to rob anybody. He was just trying to look for his ex-wife.
Just a good guy. Yeah. A woman is missing, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like she's gone on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't even understand, like. Why did he think she was there?
I don't think he did. I think he probably just wanted to rob Taylor Swift's dad, and I was coming up with an alibi. Is that what it's called? An alibi?
Yeah. I mean, well, it sounds like a definite story, and I think at some point his mom got involved.
She did. She said.
And was like, hey, he was confused. He should only be charged with trespassing.
That's a good mom.
I appreciate her trying to have his back, but maybe have a better story.
Yeah,
I like to hear that he'll square up.
The intruder was 12 years old and pretty undersized. Also thought he was married.
Right. That's also, is that where Hunter is now? Is that what's going? We give him 1 week off, and he's.
Is Hunter in Tampa Bay? Is that where he is?
Oh God, Hunter! All right, and the internet can't get enough of Steph Curry's vacation post from Cabo.
I've got enough of it.
By the way, fans pointed out how excited, in quotes, Steph appears, and Aisha called him out for not using a filter. So, Nina, if you can see right below her
Why
butt...
Why are you pointing out to
I
Nina?
Just want to... Yeah.
That's a filter. That's called the boner
that's
filter.
That's the boner filter, I guess. I did not realize that that was a boner until Jeff pointed that out for some reason. I should know these things.
I don't
things.
Think it is, but if it is, wouldn't that be the appropriate time to have one?
That's a three-point boner.
With your wife on top of you like that?
He looks very into her, but...
Three-point.
I don't think that is an actual... I mean, you have the...
I don't think it is. It's like it's just getting pushed down. But either way, it's his wife, and I think they look good. I don't understand why everybody's flipping out about it. She looks amazing.
Amazing.
I want to watch him play basketball. I don't want to watch him saunter around with his shirt off, picking
why
up
Why not?
His,
I do.
It makes
I do
me
too.
Uncomfortable.
I think he looks good, and she's in the picture
she
too.
She looks good, yeah, but I can't stop looking at his weird shorts.
Okay. See, that's why I think men are starting to feel a little way about this, because Steph looks good. That's
he does look good. Okay, this is huge news. The NBA All-Star Game was in Chicago over the weekend. Woo, woo.
Yeah. She loved it.
I loved it. And some fans thought...
Wait, who won?
The Chicago team. And who played? And some fans thought Kanye snubbed Kim on the kiss cam, but we'll let you decide.
Saw what she was doing. He had those blockers on.
They barely know each other.
I'm like, they've been married for almost 6 years. Like, he don't give a damn about no kiss.
But also, he moves in. Once he notices, he moves in.
Yeah, he does. The second time around, he realized what she was doing.
Too right busy looking at his own reflection in that lens.
Right before he looks up, you see that death stare from her. Like, do you know what's going on right now? That just, like, anger of, like, get with the program. We're the most famous people in this arena. Like, they're, the camera's on us. Like, let's, like, peck for a second. And
he
she still went
see
in.
Her over this damn big-ass puff coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that's you see his coat?
That's REI sleeping bag right there.
I'm like, her coat is as big as these damn sleeves.
What about right here? Is she snubbing him while he's trying to kiss?
Now
he's moving in for the old cheeky.
Now he's trying to be funny. Okay. You know, now it's like, you know how you guys are.
Careful, though. Don't lump us all in the same category with that toxic femininity. We're not all the same. I'm a sweetheart. I'd kiss you anytime you want.
Kim kind of prolonged it, actually, because of the kiss.
When I watched this clip last night to do my research, professional, thank you, I actually found 100 things on YouTube of, like, kiss cams, disses, and kiss cam people being like, I'm not. So this was like pretty trivial after you watch 4.5 hours of kiss cam.
That is why I don't do my research. You go down a dark hole of you don't need, okay?
You gotta watch people fall off escalators.
You gotta go home together, like, this is nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And if you've always wanted Kim's ass, soon you can buy it.
Yes!
The bum was worn during New York Fashion Week by the designer who created it. They
oh
took
my God.
All the info and photos Come they could on. Find online to create a true-to-scale 3D rendering Whoa. Of Kim's proportions.
This is a full-on silicone biker short prototype. It's 6 pounds.
But I don't understand how this works. Like, I understand if you're like a girl and you're a little bit flat-chested.
I'll
you
show you
stuff,
how it works.
You stuff your bra. Wait! Does my chair move closer?
Yeah, come on over.
But I don't get it. Like, when you, like, let's say you wear that out and then you go home with somebody, you're like, gotta take my ass off. Give me a second. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, day two is gonna be real disappointing.
Okay, I will say this. This is not a new thing. Obviously, this, like, silicone thing. I think she's trying to be artistic, but they do sell, like, underwear with fake butts. They sell the jeans, like, you know, they sell the little things where you can prop your butt up. Like, this still exists.
Yeah.
I bought a fake butt once.
Yeah, and you can also, in your Spanx, they have stuff. Did you?
Wait, what? That's a hot take. What just happened? You it's bought like, a fake butt.
I did, because I'm a little, you know, I know it's a lot on the front, but on the back, it's kind of flat.
No,
and
it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I feel like I get shamed about it in the black community.
Do you get shamed?
Not really, but I'm just
So have you ever wondered what Rob Pattinson smells like? Not really. Well, he just told Allure magazine that he thinks he smells like crayons or like he's embalmed. So between the two, so you have embalming and then you have crayons.
I think he meant he looks like he's embalmed.
That was a good joke.
Thank you.
That was good. I could have come up with that. I just didn't have the time to think of it.
I kind of like Robert Pattinson. And then he says stuff like this that just makes him really unattractive. Like, I kind of like that he's kind of quirky and strange. And he takes these, like, indie roles in between his big roles. And I think he is a good actor. But I don't... Like, you're about to be the next Batman. You can't be going around telling people you smell like crayon.
I'm sorry. Right. I know everyone...
Batman is a sex symbol.
Agreed.
Batman takes a bath.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't feel like he's the right choice for Batman. I just don't
see
it.
So they just released his screen test last week. And the screen test actually looked really cool. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he looked really cool.
I've heard he's the Jar Jar Binks of the Batman series.
Oh my God.
That's what I've heard.
Looks good, but I don't, him smell like crayons. Like that's, you know those distinctive smells you just can't ever get out of your mind? Like, you don't want to smell like that.
You don't want to smell like a crayon.
It's not something you should be telling people
to
smell
like. He looks like he smells like a homeless jelly bean or something. Look at these photos.
Yeah, they're a little strange.
I don't want to be shamed the way he looks, but he just looks like some pale weirdo that I probably would be like, no man, I'm not going to buy you a smoothie at Air One. I'd love to help, but no.
Anyway, after the break, because we need one, Krinsey auditions, wife swapping, and armpit sniffing. It's all next.
All right.
Yay, we're back. I know you missed us, and good thing you stuck around because it's time for Relationship Trump.
Yeah, my favorite segment.
Didn't you used to love watching Nightly Pop before you were on
Absolutely.
It for this segment
Dude,
specifically?
And I always go, when are they getting a relationship for
Right, exactly. A woman says her mother-in-law, Barbara, told her she's never liked her. Whoa. Duh. Oh. That's how it goes. It gets worse. The woman caught Barbara stealing food from her house and using her toothbrush.
Oh, no.
Now the mother-in-law is demanding to stay with them once a month to visit her granddaughter. What should she do, Jeff?
Well, I mean, it's pretty basic. You know, you buy her a toothbrush and tell her to beat her feet down the street. Leave. Who cares?
Beat
You're not married
feet.
To her.
Beat her feet. But don't you feel like, well, you've only been in a relationship for 5 months.
Yeah,
but
what are mother-in-laws?
When you become it, when you're in a long-term relationship, you kind of marry the family as well.
Oh, God.
Okay, you marry the family, but you don't get to, like, get demands from the family. What you do is you ask.
You don't share a toothbrush.
Right. That's just, like, invading my personal space. But if you want to see my baby, you don't tell me when it's going to happen. We're going to make an agreement, and we'll tell you when the schedule works, and you come over. And if we get along, you can come over as much as you want.
Like reasonable
adults.
If we
don't get along, you don't demand to stay.
Exactly. All right, this guy has put a lot of thought into his death and is freaking his wife out. She says he doesn't want to be buried or cremated. He wants to have his skull placed on the living room mantle. Then he wants the rest of his body compressed and made into two blue diamonds to be placed in his skull as eyes so he can watch over the family home.
I love this. And I was picturing it like a skull on the mantle. It's just got two big diamonds. Like, I think that's so cool.
I just think you tell them okay, and then you just do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
They're not gonna care.
If they're gonna get diamonds made, shouldn't that be for personal jewelry use? Like, what?
You want to walk around with your dead spouse on you?
But anything for a diamond.
I just be like, sure, babe, whatever you want to do, and then when it's said and done, you're getting cremated.
Also, don't you want to like question?
He might haunt us though. That's the thing.
But even if you're married to somebody who wants that, don't you question them then? I would leave then.
You would leave a guy just because he wants a decapitated head with diamonds in the eyes?
Right. And this weirdo got into a fight with his girlfriend over her flawless Bitmoji. He described it as hot, like it had flowing hair, these big gorgeous eyes, and was wearing this tight, sexy dress that my girlfriend would never have the confidence to wear in real life. Okay. So he basically tells her the Bitmoji looks nothing like her, and now she's not talking to him. How should he fix the situation?
What an ass-
Well, no, her Bitmoji looked totally different than the way she looked. And he was like, babe, that doesn't look anything.
You would not, like, what?
I wouldn't, but I'm a liar. He did, because he's honest. He's like, yo, you don't look like that at all.
This guy is cool. He told her she should wear a cute coat and pick one that's slightly pudgy.
Chubbier. That was my favorite. That was my favorite part of it.
And pick one slightly pudgy. I hope she kicked him in the face.
He's an idiot.
Kicked him in the face.
Like, what a jerk.
He's a super honest idiot.
Yeah.
And our last guy needs to learn some office etiquette. His coworkers are complaining he takes up too much space in the fridge, and one of his containers wasn't sealed all the way, causing a pungent odor of fish.
Nope.
He claims he's a foodie and likes to bring dishes like oysters, bacon, wrapped figs, and deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs. His boss suggests he brings his own cooler, but he refuses. So what do you guys think he should do?
Look for a new job.
Yeah.
You about to get fired.
Listen, you cannot be bringing around a pungent odor of fish.
I say do what you want, bub.
No.
Let him do what he wants.
All right, bub.
This is because he works in an office. Like, if you work, if you work in an office, which I have in the past, you cannot bring pungent cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, eggs, egg whites. Like, these things stink when you put them in the microwave, and everybody has to work in there. And most of the time, these office windows do not open.
This is true.
We are not trying to smell like crayons, like Rob Pattinson.
Yeah. But how do you even transport oysters?
In a dirty socks. I bring them in dirty socks, and then I put that in the fridge, and then people complain.
We are out of time. But I guess guess we're coming back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And don't worry, Jeff's coming back. Hopefully you liked him. We'll see you then. Bye.